N0UJQK0JWH. K0JWH Mobile. Smith Center.
Were you hollering at me, Jordan?
Yeah, I just give you an update. We're about 10 miles east of Smith Center. I've got some towering supercells, or towering Q. It's anviling out on both of them here, kind of in the Feldsburg area. We're going to hang out in Smith and let it catch up to us.
Looks like a plan. Yeah, I saw the radar and saw that going up there west of Stockton, so sounds good. We're getting ready to grab a bite here.
Cool. Yep, they're topping out about 45 to 48,000, so they're pretty decent, but the bases are sitting at about 9,000 feet, so it'll be a miracle, but we'll give her a try. We'll catch you later. K0JWH.
Yep, just got too hot today. We'll catch you later. N0UJQ.
This is WA0KUN to anyone out there right now.
WA0KUM, W0RT. Talk to me, Goose.
The link, that links to the National Weather Service from the Rooks County area, or do I need to go on to the Hastings up there?
Stand by. I'm not aware of any active WeatherNet activity, but stand by, keep calling, and I'm sure someone will come on board. Do you have a report to send in?
Negative, not at this time. I'm just up here in the Plainville area, and I'm heading up there towards Stock, so I was just kind of curious if anybody knew there, if there was a net or anything up there that for reporting. WA0KUN.
WA0KUM, W0KRT. My advice is to turn, and when the net or input becomes active, report your situation then. Thank you, W0KRT.
VK2SW, standing by for Skywall Net Operations in the vicinity of Stockton in Kansas.
Hey Daniel, what do you have going on over there right now? Do you have a tornado in progress or did it dissipate already?
VK2SW, at the moment it's dissipated. Cells have looked like they've split, gone into two separate sections. I'll just pull back a bit to watch both storms, but I will reposition to have a better look. We had a confirmed tornado on the ground. Each duration was about 18 to 20 minutes. Fairly weak in rotation, and not sure if there's any damages to the rural area.
Okay. I don't know if we've got anybody around that can do net control tonight. I haven't heard from too many people, so I'm actually headed out kind of to that area where you're at there. So I'm not around the weather chat window. We'll see if somebody shows up here in a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. At the moment, Spotter Network is up and running, so we've done a confirmed tornado report. We've done everything we can. It's just in case it obviously increases with time. If we can establish a net, that would be appreciated. But at this time, non-urgent. We've done everything we can. It's a very slow-moving cell this time.
Okay, sounds good, Daniel. Thank you. Andrew at UJQ.
This is WA0KUN. Just to let you know my location right now, I'm in the city of Plainville right now and heading up towards the Stockton area in that area this time. WA0KUN.
WA0KUN. Just for your information, I am monitoring a simplex frequency as well. If you can get any trouble, I can assist as well. If you want, the frequency is 146550. That's 146550. I'll be monitoring that at all times along with the KX repeater network as well. If you have any trouble, just call me on that computer and I'll be assisting.
doing. I got a simple X frequency 146550. Is there any call tones on that? Is that a 100 call tone or just a no call tone at all?
This 146550 is affirmative, but no nil PL tone required. It's a simplex channel, and I'll be transmitting on that. It's 50 watts if required. This is Daniel, by the way.
All right, Daniel, WA0KUN. I will be, I'll inform you if I come across anything here in the next few minutes here. WA0KUN.
Covering 160 miles of US 81 from Belleville to Wichita. This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 6 o'clock.
K0JWH and 0UJQ.
K9 and 281 south of Smith Center. What's going on?
I'm just going to see what it was looking like up there.
We've entered the edge of the convergence, and we've got just two well-defined precip shafts to our west and west-southwest, and we're going to go west on K9 to Cedar and then drive south from there. To get around the precip and see what's on the back side of this thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, last couple previous scans, it looked like it was starting to get a little ragged, but the last one I saw come in looked like it might be trying to pull together again.
Yeah, it's just the all the couplet, the activity looks like it's happening on that very southwest corner of the storm, so we're going to have to go back there and see what we can find out.
All right, yeah, we're westbound on 24, coming up on the Simpson exit here pretty soon. About 5 more miles, we'll probably be in the shadow underneath that anvil.
To a city.
Go ahead, sir.
Information. I'm currently on 183, just north of Stockton, north of 24 at the moment.
You see anything interesting over there?
I'm south of the rainfall, just very broad rotation. You see the occasional what appears like a funnel, but it's not. Not with stage, but I'm sure it's going to change with time.
Andrew, UJQ Mobile. JQ Mobile on Osborne.
Okay, so if they're back on K-Link. I'm still here, just north of Stockton. Watching just very broad rotation. Nothing specific at this time. Justin.
Sounds good. We just went through Beloit. We're looking at this cool structure from 50 miles away or whatever it is. Pretty amazingly clear day today.
Justin, I'm watching what could end up being a possible tornado in 20 minutes of time, and I'm getting sunburned right now. You are VK to us, VK. Just quickly, do we have another frequency I can use for Kaylee?
Yeah, what town are you nearest?
Heading towards Phillipsburg. Do we have another repeater we can use?
Yeah, I'm trying to get you set up with one. There's a 440 machine at Logan. It's on 442.3. It has tone 162.2, but it's on a different IRLP connection. I'll have to have you move it over to this one. If you can go over and confirm that you can hit that one, and then let me know.
Doing 442.300 with 162.2 PL. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
It yet, but I will keep it saved, and if you can link it up, that'd be great. Radio reception very, very shortly, but I'll keep going on the spotter network to see me beaconing.
Okay, can you hit that one, Daniel?
I can. That's affirmative.
Okay, I need you to send the IRLP disconnect command 73, and then when it disconnects, dial 9335 to bring it up here.
2FCV testing Logan repeater.
Yep, you're loud and clear. And 0UJQ.
Got that saved, and we got those commands set. I'll be heading towards Phillipsburg, and I'll come in through the back. There was a brief funnel on the back end cell towards Phillipsburg. That's since disappeared, though.
Roger that.
Okay, yeah, we're, if you didn't hear me earlier, we're 1 mile southwest of Cedar, which is about 5 miles, Cedar's 5 miles west of Gaylord on K-9. So we're just monitoring this this meso here. The meso itself is rotating, but we have no aggregates from SLCs and stuff, but no defined lowering from our vantage point.
Yeah, the updraft base on this one closest to us was really visible. Well, just since we got on the west edge of Beloit, we could see it. And then it looked like it was trying to funnel, and then about as quick as it did that, the whole thing just dissipated.
I think it recycled a bit probably within the last half hour. We're now getting inflow winds, which we were not getting before. A lot of movement and overall rotation over the entire meso, but nothing tight or organized at this point.
N0UJQ, W0KHP.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm logged in with Hastings weather right now, if you guys have anything out that way. So I'll be listening. I have some distractions here going on, but on the radio turned up, so if anything big, give me a holler and I'll call it in.
Sounds great. Thank you. I think Daniel and Jordan will be glad to hear that especially, so we're just going through downs headed that way too. N0UJQ.
W0KHP.
Justin, you might want to go up 281. We're at intersects with K-9, just south of Smith Center. So I think we're back to the spot where we were before. I think that's where we're going to head. This thing's right turning, and it looks like it's really organizing, so we're going to try to reposition before it gets too out of hand.
Okay, just going over the north fork of the Solomon River. Andrew, you JQ.
Question for a question.
Go ahead. You're not keying up long enough. Give it a second before you talk.
Apologies, of course, link repeaters. Yeah, VK2SOV. I just ask you, do we have a NIT operator at the moment?
Yes, we have W0KHP is on weather chat with Hastings.
VK2SOV, understood. It's about 2.5-3 seconds for the repeater to link up, is that correct?
I think that one you're on takes about a full second to decode the PL tone. It's just a little bit slow to pick up. So yeah, you'll want to key it about a second before you talk.
Station understood. I'll also be leaving breaks in between the conversations in case someone needs to come in with an urgent report as well.
Sounds good, Daniel. Injury, UJQ Mobile, westbound.
Justin, is his call sign VK2 Sierra Romeo Victor?
He's a VK2 Foxtrot Sierra Romeo Victor. It's a 2x4 FSRV.
Okay, W0KHP.
Yeah, VK2SOV, just letting you know, there's a developing wall cloud forming Just the Kerwin at the moment.
What was the location of the developing wall cloud again? W0KHB.
Yeah, VK2SOV. Developing very mild at this stage, very undefined. But it is just to the south of Kerwin, from what I can see. That's Kilo, India, Romeo, Whiskey, India, November.
Okay, W0KHP, stand by.
Hey, Justin. We're going to not directly at the intersection of K9 and 281. I think we're probably going to end up like a mile or two north of there. We're going to pick a spot. So just to let you know, we won't be west of the intersection like we were before.
Okay, we just turned north on 281. Andrea, UJQ.
A0JWH.
I just want you to know that I didn't bring a camera or a tripod. This thing is going to go big when it happens.
Yep, I got my tripod, but no camera to go on it. I've got my sub HD, but I'm not even going to bother. She's got her camera, so it's good enough for me.
Providing dependable I-70 coverage from Goodland to Topeka. This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 7 o'clock.
Andrea, UJQ Mobile in Portis. You got any room to park up there, Jordan?
We're now northbound on 281 from 9. We're looking for a good spot.
Okay, it looks like a parking lot on Spotter Network, so anyway, just going through the little burg of Harlan.
Yeah, you're only like 2 miles behind us. Justin, we're about 2 miles north of K9 here. We pulled off to the west a couple hundred feet, K0JWH.
Okay, Andrea, UJQ. Hey, Jordan, we're going to turn around and go back to a spot where there's kind of a little frontage road thing there and a pasture. It's just half a mile south of 9. I guess there's a historical marker here. We're going to be here for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, we found a really good spot just on top of the hill here, about a quarter mile west of 281, 2 miles north of 9, so. Okay, we'll be up here.
Sounds good, Andrew, UJQ.
Okay, 2 FSRV for a report. I'm currently on Highway 9, about 2 miles to the east of Claudel. We have very broad rotation. We have a center area which is a rotating meso, but like a cinnamon bun. It's trying to form a fault, but still nothing well defined. Rotation is still very broad at this stage.
Okay, what was your location again, Daniel? W0KHP.
Put it down as a rotating wall cloud. The will be 1 mile, 1.5 miles to the east of Claudel. That's Charlie Lima. Alpha, Uniform, Delta, Echo, Lima, Lima.
Okay, copy 1.5, east of Claudel, with the rotating wall cloud, W0KHP.
Best description is basically cinnamon bun, you know, the whole entire meso is rotating and centering to a single point, and that's what's happening.
Okay. Thank you. W0KHP.
10-0-UJQ, K0JW. Is it okay down there?
Say what, Jordan?
I'm not sure if I came across that last time. Just checking to see if you guys are doing okay down there.
Yeah, can you hear me on the handheld?
Okay. That's some kind of a weird spin up over here, just on the north of the Gaylord. Dirt flying everywhere.
Okay. It sounded like you had a lot of wind noise and your signal kind of broke up, but you said you had a lot of dirt, flying debris or something like that. Did you say dirt? I didn't copy most of that, other than the spin up.
Yeah, just a lot of dust over there, north edge of Gaylord for about a minute there, but there wasn't any visible funnel or anything, and just kind of weird, maybe a gust front over there.
Okay. I'll be standing by here. W0KHB.
2FSRB. I'm on Fritz as well, so it's outside the car. Still no funnel spotted at this time. Oh, that's no funnel, negative on the funnel. The wall cloud seems to have been disappeared. It's very, just very wide rotation on the cell to near Cedar in Kansas.
Okay, thanks for the report. W0KHB.
Going up there. Spring. I'll let you know here in a few minutes what it is, but it looks like it might be something.
Yeah.
Hey, 2FSRV for report. I can see that lowering as well. Right now, it's just a rising scud. Very weak rotation on that thing.
Seems like we had a little bit of a wind increase there heading towards the storm. Estimate maybe it was about 15 to 20 and it probably gusted up to about 30 there for just a minute. 20JWH.
2FSRV, where's your location? I'm about 1.5 miles to the east of Cedar at the moment.
I am on Highway 281, about 3 or 4 miles north of K9.
Thank you for that. I'm directly south of the cell. I can see what you're referring to. Right now it's rising scud, but there is rotation in that cell as well. So there's inflow where you are. That's good. That's interesting.
Correct. It's out of the south-southeast, and it looked like it was lowering a minute ago right below where the scud was, but it looks like it's there's no longer a defined lowering. But yeah, the scud's still there, as you can see.
I fully agree with you, but yeah, from my location, because it's more backlit, was I could tell it was scud from your location. Good, outstanding report. You got it pretty much spot on.
All right, Jordan, we're northbound towards your location. Andrew, you take you.
K0JWH.
2FSRV for report.
K2FSRV W0KHB. Go ahead.
There's another tornado warning up north. But at the moment, I'm noticing what would appear like a condensation funnel. This is on the storm to the southwest of Smith Center. Appears to be a condensation funnel, but I can't determine the ground debris at this time. But there's definitely some structure to this thing. Now, negative at this stage, the condensation funnel is very undefined at this time.
Okay, thanks. W0KHB.
W0KHB, K0JWH. From my vantage point, it looks like it's just dragging out condensation from the precip core. It looks like there's a lot of up and down movement. There's a lot of overall rotation over the under the base of this meso, along with that that scud, that condensation that's kind of hanging out near the air. It is not attached at this time that I can see from my vantage point.
But yeah, we're keeping a close eye on it in case we do see something more tightly formed. K0JWH.
Okay, I'll hold off on sending anything in. Somebody else on here is reporting somebody west, 5 west of Smith Center reported a brief funnel that had dissipated, so there's more of that going on just west of Smith Center. So he's looking to his northeast, so W0KHB.
Oh, and Air Control, I'm sorry I doubled over you briefly. I fully concur with that last gentleman's report, spot on.
At the exact area where he would be looking at, and I am not confirming that at all. We definitely have a defined base on the storm, and it's kind of shares the same shape that a wall cloud would, but it's not the wall cloud, it's actually the base of the meso. So no, I would not confirm that at this time, and currently no lowerings that I can observe, and no scud precip or anything like that hanging around, so we're just continuing to monitor it from here.
Okay, thanks. I just want to let you guys know it come through via spotter network. So, all right, we'll be here. W0KHB.
Yeah, Jason, I'll concur with Jordan. Not that I really needed to, but I'm looking at the same storm in Smith Center. Andrew, UJK.
Okay, thanks. W0KHB.
K0JWH, N0UJQ.
Go ahead.
Where are you at now?
Same spot, but we're heading up to Smith Center right now.
Oh, we drove right by you then. I didn't see you anywhere. We're 2 miles north, up here just where the pavement ends, north of town. Starting to get outflow winds here. I'm getting the feeling this one's done.
I had to turn you down there for a second while we were discussing our plan. What did you say about, was it inflow or outflow?
Kind of feels to me like it's outflow. It's coming out of the west northwest here, and it's a little bit cooler than it was to the south.
Does it seem like it's colder than what the inflow was?
I wouldn't say colder, just a couple of degrees maybe.
Okay, yeah, we're moving back north on 281 now, so we'll see you in a minute. K0JWH.
Covering 215 miles of US 24 from Stockton to Topeka. This is the K-Link repeater network.
It's 8 o'clock.
Jordan, I think they just put a tornado warning on it.
Was that for Smith County, Justin, or nothing's come across weather chat? W0KHP.
I got one of those alerts on my cell phone, and it said I was in a tornado-warned area, but I don't think it gave me any more detail than that.
Okay. Well, the last one I got across here was for Kearney County, Nebraska. I think it's a couple counties north of you.
Okay, yeah, this cell we're watching here has got a getting a defined hook shape on radar, and there is some real slow rotation. It's still a really high base storm, and I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's going to do anything here imminently, but we got eyes on it. Lots of eyes up here on it. Andrea, UJQ.
Okay. W0KHB.
Well, Jordan, it's making an attempt again. I don't know if you're watching this or not.
Yeah, we're about 2 miles south of town. Yeah, we're looking at it.
And it's gone.
Well, we just got 2014 again. Oh, well, it's going to play with our emotions all night. K0JWH.
So would you call that a wall cloud here?
You know, I would, but it's, we've been watching it for 4 hours.
Yeah, I hear you.
Being negative until it drops the funnel, then we'll just call it, then we call it.
Where are you at right now, Daniel?
VK, 2FC. Sorry, I was just taking some photographs. 1.5 miles to the west of Smith Center on 36.
Roger that. Thanks, Andrew. UJQ.
Interesting now.
It is getting a little interesting.
Okay, 2FC. I'm asking a question from everyone. What is that? Is it just a rising scud?
Yep, that's what I would call it. Thanks for continuing on North Jordan and 0UJQ.
Yeah, roger. Are you on Auburn or still on Logan?
I'm on Logan.
Okay, yeah, me too. Is that you guys off to the east of the cemetery?
We just turned east on a road. We're north, I think, 2 miles, and now headed east.
Okay, I think I see. Yeah, we're back here at the intersection where the cemetery is, K0JWH.
We've got a needle funnel underneath that scud up there. I don't know if you can see that or not, Jordan. Just a very thin needle.
Yep, I confirm that, K0JWH.
So they are confirmed needle funnel as well.
What's your location, Justin? W0KHP.
I doubled with you, Jason. What was that?
Where are you guys at?
This would be straight north of Smith Center, and I'm going to say 6 miles now. It seems to be moving off a little faster than north. And I don't think it made contact with the ground. It was just a very thin needle funnel.
Okay, W0KHP.
That's not a good
one. We're at Q Road and 140th Road, north of Smith Center.
Carney. Justin, are you still going east, or did you guys pick somewhere to sit?
Still going east, looking for a good north option. I think we're coming up on one here.
I'm sorry, try again. I wasn't receiving well on Osborne.
Just coming up on S Road and 140th, and it looks like a better north option, so we're going to go north here.
Okay, I think we're like a quarter mile behind you. Two vehicles. C0JWH.
Did this thing start trucking north real fast all of a sudden?
Yeah, within the last 10 minutes, it's taken more of a northerly track. It's shifted from northeast to almost straight north. W0KHB.
First, let me know. I'm following you.
They get sloppy in places up here, but I don't think you'll get stuck. It's just kind of slithery.
K2FCV. I'm going to hit up 281. I'm just going to get in front of the storm a bit. And up 281. If you get stuck up there, let me know.
Well, two, thank you. Hey, Jordan, you can see the KDOT tower in front of you.
Yeah, roger.
Okay, we're just getting ready to pass it here in a quarter mile.
Yeah, I see you up there.
What do you think? Is it time to call this one off, or what? What'd you do, go to reverse on me or something?
Okay, 2FCV. If you're having radio troubles, I can recommend a frequency for Simplex if you want, Justin.
No, I'm still doing all right. I think Jordan tried me on Simplex or something. I just didn't know what he did.
Understood. Thanks.
Yeah, I went a little sideways on that one there, Jordan. About how far back? You see it right there in front of you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going into opposing lanes just to stay out of the wet stuff, K0JWH.
Don't get too close, Jordan. We got, oh yeah, there's another funnel she just pointed out. Check it out.
There's a funnel.
Got another needle funnel, stretching out pretty long. It's northeast of us. I don't even know where we're at now.
Hey, Justin, I think we're going to head east to get out of this wet stuff.
Yeah, if you can find a good road option, I'd recommend that. You guys see that before I said something? And I would say that one is fully dissipated now. Enrique Jake. Oh, it's definitely no worse here than a couple miles back. Yeah, I would think so. I did put it in all-wheel drive just because I was tired of the thing beeping at me. There's a stop sign up here at Jordan, and then you got to go east or west, and we're going to go east. I definitely don't come this way, Jordan. That is a big negative. But keep your eye on it. I think it's going to try to funnel again up here.
So I've lost you guys on the repeater, by the way. Do we have another frequency we can use?
Daniel, I think we've run fresh out of them. Yeah, I think I can hear you now, Jason. Go ahead.
Are you going to go north into Cornhusker World, or are you going to head back south?
We're still headed east. I'm going to try to catch up with the road that goes north out of Lebanon, but we got a few miles to go yet.
Okay. I didn't know if you're calling it when it crossed over or not. I'll be here then for a while. W0KHB.
Yeah, I'm not going to be going north any further, although I've still got eyes on it here for a while. About 4 minutes ago, it did produce another small wall cloud with rotation, but it didn't last very long. It looks like it keeps cycling through that. It'll do a little bit of a funnel, and then it goes away in a few seconds. So I think it's just going to keep teasing like that.
Yeah.
Zero KHP.
Andrea, UJQ Mobile on Osborne.
Hey Justin, you able to hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jordan.
This is K0JWH. We're back on US 36 east of Smith Center now. Back on pavement.
I had to turn my volume up. I couldn't hardly hear you.
I just said we're back on 36 now, east of Smith Center, finally back on pavement.
Yep, that's two.
So we'll be out of the K-Link area. We just want to catch back up to it if we can right before dark. And then we'll probably call it a night after that.
Okay. Well, if you guys are going to be out of coverage, I'm going to sign off or sign out of chat. I'll be around and listen to the radio, but I'm going to sign out, do some other things. All shifts at north in Nebraska.
Yeah, for as on the edge of K-Link as this was, I think it actually did pretty well for us today. So, thanks for monitoring today. We appreciate it.
Yep, it's nice to have that Logan repeater up there. Came in handy today.
Hey Jordan, there's still inflow winds down here at Lebanon. It's where you take it.
I take it you're southbound?
Yeah, I'm southbound. We're going to turn west on this little blacktop state highway that goes over to the center of the United States. We're going to hang out there for about 5 minutes.
Okay. Yep, sounds good. K0JWH, monitoring.
And, K0, I don't know, Jason, whatever your call sign is, I just went blank. W0KHP, we're off of the storm chase here, and I don't know that there's anybody else that's still within K-Link range that is on.
That's what I was thinking of. If you guys are off of it, Jordan's going to be out of coverage area. I'm sure Daniel's way north now out of coverage also. I'm going to sign out of it. And I'll be around here, but I'll sign out of chat.
All right. Thanks for your help tonight. And if there's anybody around to pick up the net, they can go ahead and start, as far as I know.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Be careful, anyways. We'll see you. W0KHP.
Andrea, UJQ.
This is WA0KUN. Information only, I don't know if you guys are aware, but they put Phillips County back into a tornado warning as well as Norton County, and then they just put Ellis County, Western Ellis County, into a severe thunderstorm warning. WA0KUN.
All right, thanks for the update there.
All righty, well, I'll jump off here and let you go do what you do best. KD0WF Mobile.
Okay, Sean, take it easy. Now, good night there. Andrea, UJQ Mobile.